speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
The next question that we have for tonight will actually be our final question. And in that, this question was presented by a child, and I meant to take a picture of the question as it was given and put it up on the PowerPoint. I love it when our children put questions in, and just three little, or four words here. It says, what is a apostle? And I say apostle because that's kind of the way that it's spelled. And our children, it is so encouraging to me, and I know to you, to see that they have an interest in God. So I took that and assumed that that is what is an apostle. And then I've gone on to identify what does the Bible say about them. Let's get at some defining terms. When we look at the historical aspects of an apostle, the Greek term is apostolos. And there are other terms that are coming as off of that derivative. The verb form signifies a sending of one with authority. And that's what you're going to find most if you're looking at that term from the Greek language in its verb tense. But then the noun form is used to identify specific men selected and empowered by Jesus to spread or with the proclamation of the good news, the gospel. In that, we know that there were 12 original apostles. And in that, there is a criteria that God gives in the context of the Scripture that these men had to meet in order for them to serve as an apostle. Turn with me to the book of Acts chapter 1. In Acts chapter 1, and this is an incidental setting where that an additional apostle is getting ready to be appointed to replace Judas. We know what happened to Judas. Judas betrayed Jesus and hung himself. And hence, God is now going to replace Judas with Barabbas. And in this, there are two that are presented, Matthias and Barabbas. And in the context, what we find, Matthias is one. I've got the wrong one on the board there. So, in regard to the context, though, I want to note what is said in verse 21. Therefore, of these men who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us. There's the first qualifier for one who could serve as an apostle. They must have been with the Lord during the course of his life. A second, then, is found on down in that in verse 22. And he says, beginning from the baptism of John to that day when he was taken up from us, one of these must be a witness with us of his resurrection. So the first one is that they must have been with the Lord. The second is that they must have been a witness of the resurrection. And then verse 24, we had the third criteria that was given for these men to meet. And they prayed and said, O Lord, who know the hearts of all, show us of these two, Matthias or Barabbas, or Barsabbas, of these two, which you have chosen. So they were chosen by the Lord. They must have been with the Lord. They must be a witness of the resurrection of Christ, and then chosen by the Lord. The only exception to this is the Apostle Paul. And the Bible identifies in regard to the Apostle Paul is that he was born out of due time. If you would, with a special selection. So therefore, with the addition of, and I want to go back to what I said a few moments ago, in verse 26 of Acts chapter 1, and they cast their lots, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Again, I've got the wrong one on the board. I was just looking at the context and evidently just typed it down. But Matthias is the one who was selected. So what you have is that Matthias, if you also count Judas, Matthias would have made the 13th apostle, the 12th one living at that time, and then the apostle Paul, hence the fourth one, one born out of due time. And it's interesting as you think with regard to this man, is that he counted himself least of all the apostles. Hence, because of the life of which he had lived in persecuting the church, yet at the same time, he labored more abundantly than them all. There were some things that were required in regard to their validation. And what we find is that they must have been proven to be a true apostle of the Lord. And how would one have been proven to have been a true apostle? From the context of what we find in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 12, as well as Acts chapter 5 verses 12 and verse 14, the things that they were preaching and teaching would have been accompanied by signs and wonders. Friends, when we read about their works, their message being accompanied by signs and wonders, I mentioned a while ago about the importance of the fulfillment of prophecy. That is a fulfillment of prophecy as it would pertain to the apostles from the context of Mark chapter 16 verses 17 through 21. The apostles were being sent forth and their work would be validated, would be substantiated by the fact that they were able to work signs and wonders amongst the people. So therefore, those who were serving in the apostleship of the Lord, hence the people of that day were able to tell that they were true apostles because of the signs and wonders. Also, though, it is important for us to understand that the role or office of an apostle was temporary in the church. There are those today who believe in apostolic succession. And they believe this to be true when it comes to miraculous works or manifestations of the Holy Spirit, but then also with the passing on of the apostleship. The Mormon Church is one of those. And then some others as well. That's not coming to my mind off the top of my head. But with that, God identifies in the Scripture is that this role or office was only meant to be temporary. Until when? Until the perfect Word of God was given. And it was only through the laying on of the apostles' hands that the Holy Spirit was given. And therefore, whenever the last apostle died, we have a closure to miraculous works, miraculous manifestations of the Spirit. The Spirit was no longer given in that sense. And then also, there's no passing on of the apostleship. One had to come into to be an apostle, part of the apostleship of Jesus, by being chosen by God. And friends, we do not find that that was passed on or God chose any others from that point forward.